السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. الحمد للإله ذي الجلال وشارع الحرام والحلال، حمدا لمن أرسل خير مرسل لخير أمة بخير الملل. الحمد لله خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى وأخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، أضحك وأبكى وأمات وأحيا وأغنى وأقنى ووعد فوفى وأوعد فعفى، فله الحمد في الآخرة والأولى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى، فالانسجاء لواحد أحد فلا ملك يلاذ به ولا من أرسلا. ما لي سوى رب السماوات العلا، فهو المرجى في الشدائد والبلا، وهو المؤمل إذ يعم الابتلا. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، اختصه الله برسالته واصطفاه، دعا أمم الأرضين من بعد فترة تطاول في ليل الضلال رقودها، يقول لليل الكفر إذ طال ليله ألا أيها الليل الطويل ألا انجلي، وما زال يدعو كل جأب فؤاده كجلمود صخر حطه السيل من علي، إلى أن أجابت عن رجاء ورحبة ومن شرك الإشراك حلت قيودها، فقيد إلى الإيمان طوعا منيبها وسيق له بالاندوان عنيدها، فأقمر ليلها بعد سوداد وأيسر حالها في خير حالي، ما ضل وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى، ساد الورى بلا امترى حين افترى عذم الورى، فهو المجلي والورى إلى ورى، عليه صلى الله ربنا وسلم وآله ومن لشرعه انتمى، ما ناح الشادي وحد الحادي. After long Arabic to my sisters in faith and brothers, dear, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think this Arabic is sufficient. And however, in a gist of it that I can share with you is all praise and bearing witness that the only one worthy of our recognition and worship and devotion is our Lord. Sublime and exalted be He, Allah subhanahu jalla fi'ula. And bearing witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of all prophets sallallahu alayhi wa ala jami'i al-anbiya'i salatu wa salam, and praying and also sending salutation upon him salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, and concluding by praying also and seeking Allah's mercy to be upon Sahaba of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. As I understood the topic, the day of reckoning, right? The day of reckoning. We know day in our language, or in English that we are speaking daily, day actually consists of how many hours? 25? Okay, 24 hours. Day and night. 24 hours. We wake up early in the morning. We prepare ourselves. Student going to school. Businessmen going to their offices. The rulers of streets. Police, they run into their offices. The teacher going to his classroom, student preparing. In the middle of the day, we return businessmen at the end of the day, they return. We come back, rest, have some raha for our bodies. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا, we come home and sleep. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, early in the morning we wake up again and go back. Weekends, we take some rest, be with families. So day in, day out, day in, day out, throughout our lives, until single day in our lives, the day appointed, fixed for us to respond to the call of ever-compelling Creator, Allah subhanahu jalla fi'ula, we return back to Him. So this is our lives. But there is a day that when we wake up, we're not going to school. If you are a student, you're not going to your classroom. Businessman, you're not going to your office. Manager, you're not going to your own shops or companies. That day, when you wake up, you're waiting for a call from Allah. That day, when you wake up, it's not there's no Dunkin' Donuts, it's not coffee, no breakfast, as usual. Because usually when you wake up, you visit Dunkin' Donuts. When you wake up, those who do not like Dunkin' Donuts, they run to Starbucks. Those who do not like both, they run to 8 o'clock cafe, taking and having some nice, delicious, tetacious breakfast. But only one single day, we will all come out, responding to the call, going back to our Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the day. It's not Monday. It's not Moon Day. It's not Tuesday. And it's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. And it's not Wednesday. It's not Thursday. And it's not Tuesday. It's not Friday, and it's not Friday's day. It's not Saturday, and it's not set up day. It's not Sunday, and it's not sun, S-O-N, day. That is the day of Aqim. You say to Allah, Allahu Akbar. Why is it called the day of Aqim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book, in chapter 22, verse 55, وَلَا يَزَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي مِرْيَةٍ مِّنْ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمٍ عَقِيمٍ. How many minutes do I have? 10 minutes? 30? Okay, so that means I need to warm up quick. Okay, they say I have 30 minutes, therefore I have to start the topic. All what I'm saying, it's just like, it's like some snacks. Let's get to the dinner itself. So I have 30 minutes. Let me start my topic. The day of reckoning. The word reckoning, by definition that is given by through Oxford, it means the act, process of calculating. Is that right, Sheikh Yusuf? I have to confirm with my Sheikh and make sure I get it right so that I can set up the rock straight with him, inshallah, after the lecture. The process or act of calculating is called reckoning. So the day of reckoning means the day of hisab. And by the way, the word reckoning, expressing the day of hisab, it has various names. Day of reckoning is one of the names of Qiyamah, or one of the names of the judgment day. So Yawm al-Qiyamah, the last day, has numerous names. You can call the day of reckoning Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Jaza, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Zalzala, Yawm al-Waqi'ah, Yawm al-Qari'ah, Yawm al-Taghabun, Yawm al-Haqqah, يوم القارعة يوم فيه السماء قد انفطرت يوم فيه السماء قد انشقت يوم فيه الشمس قد كورت يوم فيه تبلى السرائر. All these names are the names of the day of reckoning, the day of hisab. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits among his disciples or before them, he used to say, actually this day, referring to that day, when I think, when I ponder, when I cogitate, when I reflect, when I decipher, when I reflect, when I think, when I call into remembrance the last day, I'm disturbed. Until Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa ardah, the first Khalifa of Rasulullah, his only one sister said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until our Prophet Muhammad Inno sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhwan, no sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our Prophet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, y'all want to be stingy? He said, the most stingy among my ummah is who? The one who doesn't pray upon me, right? Huh? So our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, Araka qad shibt. I can see some gray hair. You're growing older, O Messenger. You're growing older, O Allah's Prophet. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. Actually, Hud and its sisters made me to grow what? This gray hair. The sisters of Surah Hud, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. We know Surah Hud, that is chapter 11. And the sisters of Surah Hud made our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to grow gray hair. Because when he thinks about them, they're talking about the day of reckoning. No, it's not there. Where's the day of reckoning? You took it out? It's going to be up. It's coming. Be patient. Good. I think I'm troublemaker. That's why he took it off. Because when I came, I saw all the shooks.
I thought you were done with the board, though.
Okay. Shukran. It doesn't cost you much, akhi, to put it on. Shukran. May Allah give you Jannah.
Amen. And Hurun Ain.
Amen. So the sisters of Surah Hud made our Prophet older. And the sisters of Surah Hud, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mursalat, Surah Amma Yatasa'alun and Surah Idha Shamsu Kuwirat. How many? Five? This is four, five? Four, right? Is that five, Sheikh? It's four, right? So the Akhawatu Surah Hud, the sisters of Surah Hud, made our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam younger or older. So the first sister of Surah Hud is what? Surah what? And the second is? Mursalat. Third? Amma yatasa'alun. Fourth? Idha shamsu kuwirat. All the surah that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam counted, talking about the last day, the day of reckoning. So when he thinks about them, he said he kept on what? Thinking about the day of judgment, the day of Isab. So he is growing the gray hair, as he said. Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. So Imam Al-Hakim in his book, in the book of Imam Al-Hakim, Al-Mustadrak, Hadith 3777, and in the book of Imam Abi Ya'la Al-Mawsili, Hadith 107, in the book of Imam Al-Tabarani, Hadith 10,091, in the book of Imam Al-Hakim in Mustadrak, Hadith 3314, all on the authority of Ikrimah from his teacher Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. He said, we heard Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. So who collected the hadith of Shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha? Who can give us one? Huh? Naam Sheikh? Ikrimah from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhum. Okay, who can give us one imam who collected the hadith in his book? Qurtubi? I mention no Qurtubi, Sheikh. Huh? Who can mention one? Imam al-Bukhari, Allahu Akbar. May Allah reward you, Sheikh. May Allah give you Jannah. But I didn't mention Bukhari, though. Who can mention one? Huh? Kubra? Who said Kubra? Give him Takbir. Who mentioned Kubra? Okay, one. Imam al-Tabarani, Ahsanat al-Ukht, wa jazahallahu khayran. And, Naam? I said, that means the brothers, you're sitting just to have fun and they leave. No, nothing to be kept. One Imam other than Imam al-Tabarani? Sisters, any Imam other than Tabarani? Hamza? Bukhari? Hakim, Ahsanat al-Ukht, jazahallahu khairan. Two more. Abu Ya'la, al-Mawsuli. Okay, so give us one reference, then we continue in our lecture. One. Sheikh Yusuf, Imam al-Dunya. Who can give us one reference? Sisters, you know, when we come in lecture, or brothers, when we come in to learn and get out with some benefit. I just said, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. I was in the Mu'tamar, and the Mu'tamar was fun. One. Okay, I'm repeating quickly. In Hakim, Hadith 3777. In the book of Imam Abu Ya'la al-Mawsili, Hadith 107. In the book of Imam al-Tabarani, Hadith 10,091. And back in Hadith of Imam al-Hakim, Hadith 3,314. Who can give me one reference other than the last one? Naam, Sheikh. Imam al-Shafi ahsant. You need to be rewarded, Sheikh. But no Shafi in it. Naam. One. Abu who? Abu Usama? Abu who? You know, the purpose of this is that when you go home, you double check. You ask Sheikh Google. Okay, I get the number of this hadith. Check it out. Because by default, you know, sisters and brothers, when a person is giving lecture, when he quotes a hadith, he goes straight to the point he's trying to make so that he can get, you know, the topic covered. So he will not give the whole hadith most of the time. So you need to go back and refer yourself and get more benefit. So that's the purpose of referencing. So you go back and ask whether maybe Sheikh Bing or Imam Google or Doctor Yahoo, so that you can get more benefit in your life. So who can give us one? Then we move on. Imam Yusuf. Abu Ya'la al-Mawsuli. Hadith. Hadith number scratching. Now. 330. You almost close, but you low behind. 3,000 and what? 3,017? 40,000. Huh? 4,770. 3,777. Allahu Akbar. If I can turn this digit into dollars, I would have given it to you. That was right. So he gave us one. Let's go on. So this is the hadith of A'imma. That the day of reckoning made him what? What did the day of reckoning? Made him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahsantun wa ahsantum antum. He actually made him to be growing gray hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when he keeps on thinking about them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, on that day, when you stand up, the day of reckoning is called the day of Aqim. And the meaning of Aqim in Arabic is barren. When a sister cannot give birth, or woman cannot give birth, we say she is what? She is what? She's barren, right? In Arabic is what? Aqim, right? Or she's Aqima. Which one? Aqim or Aqima? Aqima? Sheikh Yusuf, Imam Naftawi, Aqim or Aqima? Aqim, right? Ahsantun. She's Aqim. So the day of judgment is called the day of Aqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up similitude between woman being barren and the day of judgment being barren. Do you know why? Because if woman cannot give birth, that means there's child that is coming out of her. Likewise, the day of judgment will never give birth to another day. That is the last what? That's the last day. That's why it's called Yawmul Akhir, the final and the last day. No more what? Other day to come after that day. So it's called the day of Aqim. Thus, the Creator said in 2255 in Surah Al-Hajj that non-believers, they all have doubt in the last day. And they always say, most of them saying, actually we don't believe in the last day. When we die, actually some of us, there are some Christians believe, they believe that when we die, when you are buried in the United States, and some people are buried, they are buried, or they were buried in the Middle East, and others in Europe, those in Europe, they will travel through the bottom of their graves, or through the bottom of earth, and come to U.S., and the people in U.S. will travel to Africa, and some Africa will go to this place, and the new life will form. Some nice and crazy idea. So this is what some of them believe, that we will what? Exchange. This come here, and the other what? Country will emerge. So we coming out, new life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, when we are there, we will be what? Brought back alive for what? Judgment, for reckoning, for isab. So that is the definition of the day of reckoning. The Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you wake up for judgment, when you wake up for reckoning, guess what will happen when you are called before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you see what is before you, you say to Allah, oh Allah, I am brought today, and I know there's no jab, there's no tittle, there's no small, there's no minor deed that I have done in my life, but I am seeing it here, oh Allah. So is there any way, of forgiveness or any chance of returning back to the world and practice more deen and do good deeds and be brought back again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha wa min waraihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. No more chance. So the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out in the following references. It's mentioned in the book, it's mentioned in Quran, in chapter 21 in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 47. It's mentioned in Quran in Surah An-Nisa Al-Kubra, chapter 4, verse 40. It's also mentioned in the book in Quran in Surah Idha Was-Sama'i Wat-Tariq, chapter 86, verse 9 and 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, on that day, meaning the day of reckoning, the last day, the day of Aqim, we will all come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Or, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ وَمِثْقَالُ مَعَ لُقْمَانَ بِالرَّفْعِ أُكْمِلَ. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. When you are brought back to us, or when you come back to us, do you know on the day of judgment, one of the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, either you will come back willingly, or you will be brought back. Who can say I'm not going back to Allah on the day of judgment? We don't have no authority on that day. So the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, meaning fear the day in which you will be what? Brought back to Allah. Or, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تَرْجِعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, fear the day wherein you yourself willingly will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once you stand before Allah for reckoning and judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the balance and the mizan of justice will be placed, and there is no single soul that shall be what? Wronged. And even if you have a title or minor or less than even jot of deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even if it is just like a weight of an atom, it will be brought back to us and sufficient, and we suffice to be what? The judges. And وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, is enough and sufficient, and we suffice those people who are brought to us to be judged. All of us, the whole world, we before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Muhammad, and he will call Ya'qub, he will call what do you call Fatima, all of us, men and women, jinn and ins, first and last, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَيَوْمَ تُسَيَّرُ الْجِبَالُ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا وَعُرِضُوا عَلَى رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ أَوْ لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا وَبَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. Meaning, remember the day that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exchange and move all the mountains. All the mountains will be moved. In Surah Taha, in chapter 20, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. In Surah At-Tur, chapter 52, verse 9 and 10, يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا وَتَسِيرُ الْجِبَالُ سَيْرًا. And in Surah Al-Qari'ah, مَا الْقَارِعَةُ, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. So that day, all the mountains will be moved. All the tall buildings will be what? Demolished. Everything. Imam Qatada said, to an extent that you will not see a single tree and you will not see no building. So if you were to be allowed to wake up on that day, meaning the day of reckoning, you will see what is wrong with Minneapolis. I know that this is downtown and I cannot see no building. I used to be in Minneapolis, but I can't, there's no building today. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, we are all responding to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment. And once you are before Allah, guess what will happen? The first thing that will take place is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us in Surah At-Tariq, in chapter 86, verse 9 and 10, يَوْمَ تُبُلَ السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. That day, the day of reckoning, is the day that all sarair, all the hiddens will be what? Will be searched. All the hiddens will be searched. Whatever you have done will be searched. Muhammad will come before Allah. The day he actually spies somebody. And then Allah will say to Muhammad, Muhammad, do you remember on such and such day, December 2012, according to Kafir calendar, on the second of it, you was passing by downtown and then you said to your brother, look at the kufi of this sheikh, it's dirty. It will be in your pamphlet. So subhanAllah, even this, what I said is still in it. When somebody dollar actually fell, you step on it. Allah will say, Muhammad, remember that day. So all what we have done will be brought. All what we have done, little, minor or big, minor or major, will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows everything subhanahu jalla dhikru. So what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when a person sees, or when you see your own deed, or when the brother sees his own deed, or sister sees their own deed, the person will say, oh Allah, what is even, the person will say, what is wrong with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. There is not صغيرة, there is not small, ولا كبيرة or big, but this book had actually compiled and also what? Had written it in my book. So your hand will speak and say, oh Allah, He used me to steal, He used me to shoot. And your leg will be a witness. All what you have done with your hands, the hands shall speak. Oh Allah, this is what happened. He used me for this. And then the leg will be a witness and say, oh Allah, yes, He used me to work to it, or He used me to drive, and I bear witness. Then you will say to your body, what's wrong with you? Don't you know if I'm punished, we will all share the punishment? If I'm in hell, we will all bear the punishment. Then the rest of the body will say to human being, أنتقن الله الذي أنتق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم. So all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is going to be evident on that day. And the first thing that a person will see on that day, once you get up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you were to stand up on that day to see what will take place, the baby that is newly born, the baby that just came into being or came into this world, or the baby that is born, if that baby was to see the day of judgment, that baby would have grown what? Gray hair. That baby would have what? Grow what? Gray hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرٌ بِهِ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَفْعُولًا. That is the day that is enough for young baby to turn older and for baby to grow gray hair. Let me ask you this. If your wife or if your mother was to give birth, the same day you saw your mother with the baby, your brother is just newly born, came into the house, you pick the baby up, you see the baby is growing gray hair with beard. You say, whoa, mom, where did you get this from? You will not say, mom, where did you get this baby? You will say, where did you get this? You will not even say, where did you get him or her from? Where did you get this? Have you seen baby with beard? Have you seen before? It's only camera, it's only movie. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that day is enough for a baby to grow what? Gray hair. So the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, In chapter 22, in Surah Al-Ajj, verse 1, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اِتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكرى وما هم بسكرى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد سكارى معا سكرى شفا. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh mankind, oh people, fear the day that the last earthquake will take place. Fear the day of judgment. Fear your Lord and get to know that the final earthquake, that day is tremendous day. It's awful day. It's dangerous day. It's disastrous day. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. He said, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا. Remember the day that you will see once you wake up to be judged for the day of reckoning. يوم ترونها, you will see that day. تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت. The mother that is breastfeeding her baby, she will almost lose everything, lose control, to an extent that she will drop her own baby unwillingly, drop her own baby lightly, drop her own baby without knowing, drop her own baby unknowingly. And let me tell you something interesting here. يوم ترونها تذال كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وترى الناس سكرى وما هم بسكرى. He said, you will see people on that day when they are wake up to be judged. You will see them like they drunk, but there wasn't no alcohol for them to even take. They didn't drink alcohol. But the howl, the danger of that day, is what made people to be just like they drunk. So on the day of judgment, you will see people actually what? Roaming about. They will be roaming about like they are drunk. But there's no khamr. There's no alcohol that they have taken. But because of the punishment that some people will see, they will turn just like they're insane, but nothing wrong with them. That is the danger of that day. And let me tell you this. Allah said, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَا تَذَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ. 10 minutes. In Arabic, when female is breastfeeding, what is her name? Or what is the title? Who knows? Mother. But even if she is not breastfeeding and she had different children that are grown, she is But when she is breastfeeding, she is called what? Murdi'a. In Arabic, she is called Murdi'a. If female is pregnant, in Arabic is what? Hamil or Hamila. Hamila? Hamil. Okay. If a sister is in her own menstruation period, she is called what? In Arabic. Ha'id or Ha'idah? Ha'id. So now see, in Arabic, whatsoever pertains is female. We know at the end of it, you add ta marbuta, right? Just like their name end up in ta marbuta. Say Fatima, because it's Fatima too. Khadija too, right? Sumayya too, right? So their names end up in ta marbuta. But she will not have no male name except few that end up in ta marbuta. Can you say Musa too? Can you say Muhammad too? No, you can't say that. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here is, when it comes to female, whatever is pertaining them, in Arabic, if we are not sharing the same thing, is if we men, we are not like them in it. In Arabic, you don't give no tamarbuto when you give the adjective to female. So in Arabic, we know, it's possible for a man to get pregnant. So you don't say about female, if she is pregnant, you don't say she is hamila. Because this is something that is only for what? For female. So you say hamil without tamarbuto. When she is breastfeeding, you say she is what? She is murdi'a. You don't say she is what? She is murdi'a. When she is in her own menstruation, you don't say she is a'idah. You say she is a'id. But here is the difference in Arabic. If you say a female is murdi'a, in Arabic is correct. If you say she is murdi'a, in Arabic is correct. If you say she is a'id, it's correct. If you say she's a'idah, it's correct. If she says she's amil, it's correct. If you say she's amila, it's correct. But the difference is here. If you say a female is hamil, means she is female, she can give birth. But if you say she is hamila, with ta marbuta, that means right now, currently, as you're speaking about her, she is what? She is pregnant. If you say she's ha'idah with ta marbuta, means right now she is going through menstruation right now. But if you remove ta marbuta, that means she can get it, but right now she is not. If you say female is murdi'a in Arabic, it means right now she is what? Breastfeeding. But if you say she is murdi'a, means the chance she can breastfeed. I hope you get the concept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the day of judgment, you will see female that is murdi'a or that is murdi'a. Which one? يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَدَلُ كُلُّ مُرْدِعٍ أَوْ كُلُّ مُرْدِعَةٍ كُلُّ مُرْدِعٍ أَوْ كُلُّ مُرْدِعَةٍ كُلُّ مُرْدِعَةٍ not كُلُّ مُرْدِعٍ. So the scholars of tafsir and balagha, they said, it means because of the danger of this day, even if a female is murdi'a right now, no, she can get pregnant. No, right now she is what? Pregnant. Or right now she is breastfeeding. For the danger of that day, she will drop her own baby and she will drop her own son or her own daughter that she loves so much because of the danger of the day of reckoning. So the scholar said that is the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, kullu murdi'atin, no kullu murdi'in. So in brief, when we see or stand before Allah, the judgment, the first thing to be judged is our prayer. It's our own what? It's our own salah. So we all, brothers and sisters, we should be prepared. We should be prepared and prepare ourselves for that day. Because that is the day that you will not have no helper. No one will help you and no one will assist. And if you were to see a member of your family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the last day. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the day of reckoning. The Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whosoever passes the judgment and whosoever passes that day's reckoning, you are actually the most triumphant in your life. Triumphant means the most successful and the most victorious person. So you will be triumphant on that day if you pass the exam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that day we all pass the exam. This is the scenario of the last day, the day of reckoning, the day of hisab. Some people will not be judged. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm one of them and you all will be among them. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is the end of my presentation and what I had prepared. Inshallah, and my time is up. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us and to bless our sisters and to bless our brothers and bless the organizers of this mu'tamar.